Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 22nd episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
And we're back from vacation.
Actually, you are back from vacation.
I'm back from vacation.
I was here all the whole time. How was your vacation?
Was very nice. I really enjoyed it, especially because the weather was completely different than here when I came back. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit sad summer because no festivals, but I used the time to re-energize myself and basically doing nothing. Eat a lot.
How are things in Italy? Getting better?
Yeah, well, we still have positives, and every now and then there are like people getting crazy, or like I don't know, I heard whichsoever strange theories about COVID and so on, but you go around with the mask and you're safe basically.
Any news about like concerts starting or anything in Italy? Or
I think everything is blocked there. I think that there's much more going on in Germany and in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Netherlands because at least in the metal scene, I never received any any news about concerts in 2020. All the concerts that I see as booked for 2021.
Well, I saw that for a small concert, you can go like a minimum of 20 people or maybe like 100 there. Talking about also to extend the number of people for a concert. Mm-hmm. But it's true. For big names, I see everything is postponed. Also prognosis, yeah. I think.
It's 2021 and hopefully it will happen. But at this point, we cannot say anything in my opinion.
Yeah, right? We will continue with the online festival.
I hope not, because I don't think that people really enjoyed this. Because there was in the early summer, there was like everywhere the online festivals were popping like mushroom, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't see them anymore. No. I think the attendance was much less than what they expected.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if you can count on the attendance. I mean, they're not even selling tickets. So, but it's also true they don't have to pay for a venue and the other stuff. So yeah. Maybe it's also less expensive.
Some of them were actually doing it in a kind of a venue, in a studio. So maybe it's their own studio. Mm-hmm. All the bands were going there, but by attendance, I was thinking like they were selling online tickets, but I don't think that much people bought them. So it wasn't beneficial after all. They couldn't even pay the bands, in my opinion. That's why it's cut like after like 2 or 3 weeks of like excitement about online festivals. There were none anymore.
But at the end, you go to festival for the atmosphere. Yeah. So if you have to stay in front of a laptop to see a festival,
then you can watch much better videos of like old Wacken concerts, etc. Then
I think that Wacken did something like this. So they made an hybrid with the past shows that happened in the past Wacken and live shows. Mm-hmm, So I did not have the chance to see it, but this I would like more, to be honest.
Other than just like the band playing 5 songs in a studio, right?
Yeah. Well, let's see, but for this year, especially for indoor concert, I think that
That was also my thinking. Prognosis is an indoor festival, and I highly doubt that even in 6 months, so in the beginning of 2021, we would be allowed to do a big festival indoor,
unless we wear mask.
Even if you wear a mask, that you were there, like it was 35 degrees inside the room.
Well, and then?
And you get all sweaty, etc. And I'm not sure if you push people to wear masks anymore.
I mean, I don't know, because when I was younger, I used to go to these industrial events, like industrial music, techno arch and so on. And you know, the typical way to dress is with the mask. And it was super warm. So do you know what I mean? Like you dress like cyberpunk or something?
Yeah.
So I mean, if they can.
I was trying to imagine you in a costume like that.
I was not dressing like this. I was not so extreme. But I saw all these guys wearing leather and this mask, and they were really sweaty. Yes, but they were alive. So if they can do it, we can also do it.
Yeah, true. Let's see and hope that we would have our festivals back in 2021.
Yeah, or like something similar.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's continue with the podcast.
Yeah, with our podcast. So today what we will talk about, we have 2 bands that we want to, like discovery that we want to share, right? Mm-hmm. I will talk about the 7 Day Sleep, and you will talk about Marathon.
Marathon, yes.
Yeah. Then we have a discussion topics. Actually, there was a article in Ultimate Guitar, saying that like there was 7 bands. They declared that they were doing this for money, which is a huge shock for everybody, of course.
Kind of sad.
So we will talk about it, and we also have some ideas about them. And then in Deep Metal Secret State, we will talk about the musicians with the potential to becoming political leaders.
Because we need strong leaders right now, with the world falling apart. And why don't pick it from the pool of metal singers or guitarists and so on?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's start with the discoveries. So.
Okay, so can you tell us about Marathon?
Yes. So my discovery for this week is a Norwegian band that is not really a discovery. So, you know, we talked about Leprous a while ago. It's a band that we both listen, and I do recognize that they became a huge phenomenon. Well, in the scene, let's say, of course, it's not commercial or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm saying this is that after Leprous or bands similar to them, there's like a lot of other bands that they're coming out. So when a band or is making like a huge change in the music, in the panorama, then you see that there's a lot of bands that they're similar, that they're coming out and they're basically like copying them.
Yeah, and it's strange, they are coming from the same region, right?
They're all Norwegian. Like, they're all like from Iceland. Iceland.
The black metals are coming from Iceland and Norway, right?
Yeah.
And also Leprous is Norwegian.
This is also really strange, because these two genres, they're so different to each other, and still they're like they were born in the same area.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big landmass, let's say. So. Yeah, possible. But I was also thinking about like Gojira is French.
Yeah.
And the amount of Gojira-like band in France is amazing. And they also have a huge like prog gent population in France.
Yeah, true. But also in the UK, yeah. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For example, in Italy, I see that still, but not now because it's a long time I don't live there, but when I left Italy, it was the most of the band that were coming or they were alive, they were more standard bands, like from old genre, like standard technical death, and you start to see something like sludge and so on. Actually, there are like a small group of bands that they are doing quite a good work to create sludge music, like Ufo Mammut, for example. They're from Rome and they're quite famous. You can see them in Europe quite often. But then they are more standard, while in North Europe I see that something is going on for this genre in particular, and most related to electronics. So I don't know why, but if you think about Ulver or Leprous, also they're becoming much more electronic. I don't know, they're developing this kind of music that also is like really bright. It is the opposite of the place in which they live. Like everything, I mean, when I was in Norway, I had the feeling that everything is so depressed, so sad. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, like if you go to Spain, you think you see that everyone is happy, even like the houses are smiling. But in the opposite, Norway is the opposite. And then you have this kind of music, which is really strange for me. But also, I see that it's becoming more and more popular, and then there are bands that they're start to copy them. I think that sooner or later, maybe even Leprous will make a festival with all this band in Norway. Maybe they even did it before. I'm not sure. But
I'm not sure,
it's amazing how many Norwegian bands exist. Like, I think that there are like as many as the population, basically.
Yeah. Well, when it's cold in the winter, they go home and play guitars or their instruments, in my
probably
opinion.
Probably, yes.
So they also do some complex music.
They're also really good. They're probably the best musician in Europe. Like, if I talk in a average.
Yeah.
I found this band. It's quite okay. Since even if it's not it's not releasing anything special. So I listened to the last album that was released in 2019. is actually a mix between Muse and Leprous. This is also something I found in the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a website, and it's okay. Like I like the way that the singer sings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see that he's well trained, and it's also used a little bit of falsetto from time to time, as Einar is doing in Leprous. It's really like the same pattern, the same way to conceive the song. Like you see that they're basically copying them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you like the genre, I think that you would also like to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I actually like really much the first song of the album. I like this genre, so even if there's not something super new or whatever, I enjoy them. They're good. They're really good. They're really mm-hmm. talented.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should try to find their own niche to be like, why I should listen to Marathon instead of to the band to that Leprous. Actually mm-hmm. define the genre, no? So maybe they should work in this direction. But this also the production of the album is very good. I don't have anything bad to say to them.
Are they young?
No, like our age. Do you define yourself young?
Not anymore. But by young, I meant like 18, 19. Because
no.
Then I think it would be very nice to start their career with copying a band like Leprous.
Yeah, but
you need then to be defining their own route.
Yeah, but I think that if you're playing this when you're 19, you need to be really, really good.
Yeah, it depends.
But I don't know.
It depends. Well, I think that of course Leprous and all the musicians there are very talented musicians, but when I compare to Maestros, they can be copied by young people.
Okay.
In my opinion, so it's not like they are in the level of gods, let's say, like Dream. So
true.
Starting your career at the age of 18 after the high school or university and say that I will copy Dream Theater. Now, if you are not very, very special, you won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
In my way, you won't be able to do that. But to start your career copying bands like Leprous, Vola, even Haken, I think that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a good musician. Well, I'm not talking about average person that starts playing guitar at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are willing to become a professional musician, then I think you would be able to copy those.
Okay. Well, I know also there's a Norwegian band, it's called Delvoid.
Mm-hmm.
They are really, really young and they are super good. I'm actually surprised that they are not so famous.
The band that you mentioned a couple of episodes before, the Happy Prog band, the one that they do.
Oh, the Moron Police?
No, Artificial.
Oh, no, Language?
The other one, the one without talking. The
Strawberry Girls. No.
No. It was we watched some videos together. They're very young guys.
Oh, Arch Echo from
yeah,
US.
Yeah. So those were extremely young and talented, right? They were around 21, 22. So
yeah,
that's what I want to meant. So
yeah,
those guys also, you can hear that they are not copying, but they are taking stuff from more known bands, but they were able to copy it and even take it further, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I meant by young. So to be at that age era, I think it's acceptable to copy, but then you should make your own way.
Yeah.
If you want to become something special, you can always be like this and be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the genre, of course.
Yeah, well, but that was the discovery of this week.
Okay. So my discovery is called 7 Days Sleep. It's not a known band, and I come up to them by coincidence, totally. It came to one of when I was watching in YouTube after a certain music video that I was watching, that this one pops up while I was playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me attention because I recognize in the video clip, I recognize the bass player. So then I started to look at it, and I will just talk about it briefly. It's for me, it's like a goth metal djent mashup.
Okay.
So you can definitely hear that it's goth metal, but they have also touches from djent. Mm-hmm. So I think it sounds fun to me. So okay. I like gold metal. I'm not a huge djent fan, but those kinds of small intervals that put those weird time signatures, etc., gave some dynamics to their songs. I checked the band. So two members of the band are Turkish, and they were previously a very well-known alternative rock band called Model. Mm-hmm. In Turkish. And the bass player Can Temiz was the creative mind, and he is still the creative mind of this band that I the 7 Days Sleep. And the guitar player Okan Işık. They found a singer, I think a Polish singer called Sofia, and the name.
Something.
Yeah, Ruzcik, I think. I really don't know how to pronounce that. So there are six letters, but yeah.
Also, don't ask me about Polish.
So they become a trio, and they also use, I think, a drummer for the records. They released an EP in 2017, A Home for Disgusting Fairies. It's so fun to listen. It's nothing special. Not nothing special. It's not very groundbreaking EP, but it's fun to listen. I enjoyed listening to all the songs. Personally, I was a fan of Can Temiz actually when he was the creative mind behind Model. So the first two albums, you could tell that he wrote the songs and the composition. But after the second album, they become huge in Turkey.
Okay.
And then they started to make some duets and some featuring pop musicians, other musicians in Turkey, and I think that the band pushed him to the background. Mm-hmm. So because after the second album, the third and fourth album that they did was, in my opinion, very bad, and you could hear nothing from his signatures, let's say. And well, he was also dating the vocalist of Model back mm-hmm. in then, and then they separated, and then they dissolved the band.
Oh.
Then he moved to Los Angeles, and I think there it is fascinating for me to see that he got unshackled from the Turkish those producers, the pressure that the Turkish producers made, of the society made, because I can show you the pictures of the guy. He's quite alternative, with strange hair, lots of tattoos, always covered with different makeups, etc. It wasn't something that was looked good in Turkey, I would say.
Yeah, but he was in Los Angeles, so why did he care?
Yeah, no. While he was playing with Model, he was in Turkey, in Istanbul. Okay. Then when after they dissolved the band, he moved to Los Angeles. So for me, I think, as I said, I really like his creative mind, and I really like the music that he does, and you could literally tell that this project is his, and I really enjoyed that. But I also checked that their last video is released in 2018, early 2019, so they were kind of inactive. But I also didn't see any announcement saying that they won't do anything anymore with 7 Days Sleep, or there is also no announcement that there will something come in the future. But fingers crossed to hear more from them. I think it's a very nice, band to listen.
Okay, interesting. One Norwegian band and one Turkish band.
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
We have our discussion topics.
Let's switch to the discussion topic. I'm quite surprised that we are almost on time in the schedule.
Yeah.
So, playing for money.
I think it's not no big surprise, right?
No.
They need to make for a living, but the thing that shocked me in this article, not shocked me, but it's sad, in my opinion, that, for example, they make a start, right? And they become a hit after they doing their music in certain bands like Genesis or Yes, for example. So they both of them, they were like, but at least for me, they are... The initial progressive rock bands in the history, so in the 70s, 80s.
Did you say which band we are talking about?
Genesis and Yes.
Okay, this is one of the some of the bands that they are quoted in this article. Okay.
Yeah, for me, I was more I felt sad about basically those two, because they do their own music and they become famous for that, and then with the pushes of the producers and labels,
mm-hmm.
either they stopped experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And they stick to the formula that made them famous in the first place, and I think that killed their creativity.
Do you think that those men were playing for money? Because to be
they
honest,
they are playing for glory.
I think that they're not doing, but people like the shit that they're doing, and that's why they pay for concerts and stuff like this. They're not even mentioned in this article, by the way.
No.
But I don't know. They just pop in my mind.
Yeah, well, if we become famous podcasters, I would like to talk with them, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah.
No, I'm really curious about their mindset. Is it that they are playing an act, like those barbarians?
No, I think that they.
Or
really
they are living like this.
I think they live like this. You can imagine in the morning they go around naked and like make like poses in front of the mirror to show their muscles to themselves. I think that like narcissism is really high there. You know.
Yeah.
I think that me personally, I think that they're gay. But normally, when someone is just pumping out their machismo, it means that they have something wrong inside. But. I'm also quite not pessimist, but how can I say?
So you
like
think your Henry Cahill is also kind of gay?
Who is
The Witcher guy, the
oh
Superman,
yeah.
the
well,
muscles. He
no, come
to be
on,
honest,
then no. That he did because he had to enter inside the character.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He just pumped himself yeah. because I saw that normally he doesn't have a lot.
His
of
shoulders
muscles.
Are bigger than my head.
Oh, okay.
I just watched the Man of Steel the other day. Literally, his body is.
What about the second season? When it will come?
I think very soon.
Oh my god! Can't
the pants,
wait.
The pants went down.
But anyway, coming back to the topic.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think that at a certain moment, when you become really big, or either you start to think with a business mindset, otherwise you will just disappear. Like if you only live with your music.
Is it though? Because there are also some examples. Sadly, there are very little amount of examples. But Opeth is, I think, the most visible thing that they want to do what they want to do. They don't listen to the producers. They were extremely big with the music that they do, like this prog death metal.
Yeah, but question is, are they able to live with the money made with music? Because to be honest, I have the feeling that they are drawing in debts as the other bands.
That I don't know, of course.
Like I know some of the bands or some of the projects, they are kind of they found themselves, like the Ocean. They have their own label,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that they have money. Like they kind of survive, and probably
yeah.
they take money like with loan from bank and stuff like this, or maybe they have a second job. But maybe
possible.
It's still in the scene, but
mm-hmm.
it's not only with music.
Yeah, possible. But of course, the bands that are stated, some of the bands that are stated in this list, like Metallica, Kiss, I think they are millionaires because of music and they only do music.
Yeah, but can you imagine at a certain moment they had this chance, like either become a business, become a company and earn even more,
mm-hmm.
or like stay like this and maybe not even be considered like a legend.
I think they become a company, right? You just said that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, true. But the thing, okay, can you imagine you are like in Genesis, for example,
mm-hmm.
and at a certain moment they ask you to switch to a certain level. So
mm-hmm.
either like do like shows with 50,000 people, and then you need like a crew, you need someone that collects the money. I mean, you cannot do it anything by yourself. Or just said, okay, I'm satisfied with what I do. I keep continue to stay like.
To do the same with different names.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you change. I mean, you continue to do your music, but you're not putting effort in, like, I don't know. Let's say you save some money from the
mm-hmm.
selling CDs, but you are not investing them in shares.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're also doing this.
Yeah, when you become huge, like Metallica, when you have millions, you need people to move that money. So that you don't go bankrupt very easily.
Yeah, that's why you became a company then.
Yeah.
Like with accountants and stuff like this.
Of course. Yeah, you need to do investment. I think Metallica is not making money from music anymore. I'm not sure.
But then, I don't know, because if at a certain moment you have this, like you have, you are an accountant, you have like a project manager, you have a PR or whatever, then you really focus on music, on your music. You don't care if you have to bring like a salary home every month. You just make music and then it would be really cool. But then the question, if you have so much money, why you care to become even bigger?
I cannot put myself in their shoes. I'm not that famous or that creative, most probably, but I'm trying to imagine, and if I have that creativity in myself, it should go up. I should do more and create more. And if I don't think about money or PR or which label I should go, which cities I need to go, and someone does it for me, then I can concentrate on my music. I think it's the best area to make music, I would say.
Yeah.
To fulfill my creativity.
But I don't know. It would be nice to work for a company like this, like a band, like especially if it's your favorite band. But I'm even wondering how you can reach them. Like, do they put info jobs on LinkedIn? You can check LinkedIn. Like, really? Like, I don't really know how it works, that word. But
I think they are working with big label companies, and those people gives them the people to manage their company, let's say.
Yeah. But then, for me, it's a choice. You can decide if you, like, I do expect that. I mean, the thing is, when you want to earn from it, when you want to live off music, in this case, you cannot stay pure. Unfortunately, that's true. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, you will always have to go to compromises, and this is one thing that when I was younger and I had to choose about my life, I also took in consideration. I didn't want to depend on the music because, well, first of all, I didn't know if I would have been able to live with my own music, but secondly, I did not want to create something for the sake of bring back all money, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe in the past was different because in the 70s, 80s and so on, but now you cannot even think. I mean, you need to make a choice even at the beginning, not only when you're so big as Genesis.
True. And also, again, we had a small discussion before recording, but it comes back to the consumption. Here, the people consume the music so fast, literally they need to, the musician, they are expected them to be like factory, releasing album after album, EP after EP every year, so that because they listen to it in Spotify, they listen, they consume it, they finish it, and they never go back. They want new material. True. And now that you can reach everything, back in the time, let's say in the at least I remember how 19 was before the internet, before Napster, etc. I was like thrilling to buy a new album, and then
it stays 1 year.
Yeah, and I was really happy to have this, to listen over and over a CD or a cassette or whatever I bought. Now a new release comes, I check quickly, I listen all the songs, I like one or two songs, put it in a playlist, and that's finished. The rest of the album is non-existing to me, and this is very sad.
Yeah, but
and now you can reach everybody, literally every band puts their music on Spotify.
There's too much.
Everyone is doing something.
Yeah, but also at least you don't miss the opportunity to find a band that maybe would have never had the possibility to create an album.
That's true, but also it takes away the thrill of finding new music. Because remember back in time, when you go to a concert, when you go to a festival, you like something live and you start searching for the album.
Yeah.
Now, you just click Spotify, here you see your suggestions, and
it's even better. You can use Shazam, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, I have friends that they're using a lot. Like, they hear a song and they're turning on and say, oh, like, I save it and I put it in Spotify. I had the world changed so much. Who knows what will happen in 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we will have concert in our place, like with a hologram and stuff.
like the VR, Star Wars.
You know?
Yeah.
But yes.
But for me, it is said that I think it takes the creativity out of the artist that we like. So each time, this is the I think the most generic thing that we hear during music discussions or in forums or when we chat with friends. Oh, the best album is the first album. The best album is the first two albums. Then it goes stale. Yeah. Because the first album and the first second album, for example, before they become huge with a contract on a big label.
Yeah, and no deadlines.
So the first album, maybe it took 5 years to make it. Mm-hmm. The second album take 4 years to make it. But then they are expected to release something every year or every 2 years.
Yeah, but it looks like that the market appreciates, so...
Does the market appreciate?
No, but they buy anyway. So as long as they put money on the table, everyone is fine.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. But we're in 2020.
But I just checked an online concert of Leprous and like they play 6 songs and 5 of them was from the previous albums. And only they played 1 song from the new album.
Yeah,
because they knew that the old songs are better than the new songs. Actually, when you make a concert, you want to play the new songs, right?
I think that we will receive complaint from Leprous in the future. If someone from Norway will start to listen to us.
Would like to hear from them because, the first 3-4 albums until Malina is amazing. But what happened in the last album? Why they? I'm not sure if they are happy with that.
I don't know.
And now I see in social media that they started recording again.
Already?
Yeah, because most probably there will be a new album. It was in 2019 and 2021. They need a new album. Eh?
Okay.
I see the small short videos from Bart. They started to record the new material. I think it's consuming for their sanity. That's why, for example, Mark Portnoy in the first place, he wanted to leave Dream Theater because he had enough of recording, touring for 30 years.
The best band that is exactly the opposite of it is Carcass. Like, it's ages that they're saying that the new album will be released and they never do it. So at least we know that they are doing
hopefully the new album will be good.
They said that in October there will be EP. Me personally, I don't believe it anymore, but let's see.
Let's see.
So...
our last topic. Metal musicians that can be...
secret state, not death metal.
Deep metal secret state.
Maybe we can create a new section, death metal secret state.
Then we would be killed, most probably. Those people in death metal, they are psychos. And
really? They're serious. They're really like strict on the music, but...
I don't know.
I think that death metal is cute.
The name death metal comes from the band Death.
No,
because
I
saw something that like the bands that created their genre and it was they said connected death metal to death.
But death was a death metal band, but I don't think he was born from. I mean, I don't think that death metal is called death metal because of the band, but because of the text. The lyrics. Sorry.
Okay.
So lyrics are more related to like. Bad stuff like killing people or like
bad stuff.
Yeah,
seven deadly sins, you say.
I don't know the English term. Now that I'm back from my country, I struggle to translate. But you know, when you're removing organs from people, you know, with all this kind of stuff. Like there are some of the covers of Cannibal Corpse album that basically summarize what is death metal or what they talk about. In the lyrics, and it's kind of obscene, eh? But I think that anyway, death metal is a cute genre. It relaxes me.
Good.
Yeah.
good to know that.
But okay, deep metal secret state.
Okay, well, the metal musicians that can be a political leader. So I would start with I think the one that is most suitable for me is that Roger Waters would be the main opposite party. In every government, the leader of the main opposition. So I don't see him becoming like the prime minister or the king or anything, but he will be the leader of the ones who oppose the authority all the time.
But I would like to have Dio as a prime minister.
I would like to have Dio as a religious figure.
Yeah, in something like Scientology, but like his own religion. Well,
directly Illuminati, so.
Oh yeah, whatsoever. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
But
I think he has this charisma, right? Even if he's small and like he doesn't look like special, but he has a
positive energy. This is the thing I like about Dio, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't think that metal musicians can be good political leaders. I don't think that they really fit in the description of how to be a political leader.
Hmm.
Maybe because they're artists. You know, artists are like creative and they want to do what they want. And when you're a politic, you need to be like, you need to follow some rules. Like, you know, like for the president of the United States, you cannot cheat it on your wife or whatever, because otherwise your reputation is destroyed.
Yeah.
Or you cannot be gay. I don't think that they will never vote anyone that is gay on the White House, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really see anyone that can be like a good political leader.
Well, for me, I need to agree with you on that. But there is also some figures like they built an empire in music industry, right? Mm-hmm. Like Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
So they also the spokesperson of that band would be. I think it will. He would be. You said that he would be a good politician.
Yeah. Bruce also, Dickinson. Manowar.
Those guys will be war chiefs. So like, if we were like 600 years ago, they would do perfect chieftains.
Yeah, I would like to have the singer of Manowar as a prime minister in the Netherlands. It's like...
So we slaughter people or what?
No, I don't think he will slaughter people. It's
they
just
only
like
talk about killing people
for me,
swords.
The prime minister is so like soft, you know, like without... it's not like... It doesn't give me any energy, but if you have this warrior figure, you know, it can be like much more convincing.
I would ask you, for example, do you see any metal or rock musicians as a prime minister or president in Italy? Like to replace Berlusconi, for example.
We don't have Berlusconi since a long time.
Yeah, but the last famous one I remember was Berlusconi.
Yeah, in the meantime, we had different. But as a replacement from metal, no. For metal scene, no. I mean, I prefer an actor, to be honest. Oh. Like Schwarzenegger.
He was already a politician.
Yeah, he was the governor of... Yeah, exactly. I would like to have it as a prime minister.
So you basically only want men with muscles. Yes. You don't care the mental capacity.
The perfect one. No, but Schwarzenegger is quite smart.
Yeah, I know.
But why not? I mean, everything will go to hell anyway. So why don't why I cannot have a prime minister that when I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so horny.
So you,
for example,
you look at Schwarzenegger and you say, oh my God, I'm so horny.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. This guy from The Witcher can be like a good prime minister for me.
Yes. Or maybe the young Danzig.
Oh yes, but young Danzig is not young anymore.
Now we are not talking about politicians anymore. We are talking about guys
talking
with muscles.
About everything, but we're also later.
Yeah, so maybe we should sum up. So basically, metal musicians won't do good political leaders, except Roger Waters, and he's not a metal musician.
Oh, Bruce Dickinson.
Bruce
Dickinson. I would like to see Bruce Dickinson as prime minister in the UK.
I think he would like to also become.
It would be nice. And he knows how to deal with plaques because he studied in his history PhD. Mm. So.
And also he can fly a big jumbo jet.
Yeah, he goes everywhere to take British citizen in different parts of the world and save them from corona. Can you imagine? He would do everything, basically.
While singing.
While singing, of course, always. Yeah, but okay. Another topic.
Yeah.
I was introducing another topic, but we don't have time anymore. So
okay, so thank you.
Thank you very much, and speak with you guys next week.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.